Kyle play guitar?
I don't think there's a Kyle in the band.
Are they named after their manager, Kyle?
I don't know that a Kyle is involved.
Why would they name their band Kyle Saw?
Maybe Kylesa is the name of a character in something. I don't know. I don't actually know the history of where the band name came from.
Kylesa does sound like the name of a character in some shitty piece of...
like fantasy fiction.
Too human. Too human could have had a character named Kylesa.
Among other things, but yes, you're right. That could be.
Or King of Fighters, yes. Or King of Fighters. I'd buy that.
Kylesa!
Yeah.
Huh! Her!
I don't have an answer to this question, but Mixler quiz, what game featured a character named Jessifer?
I don't know the answer to that either.
It's a pretty rough name.
Yeah. That feels like a baby name I would be horrified to learn one of my friends had on Facebook. We welcome Jessifer Marie into the world, and Marie is spelled with like two E's.
Yeah, and a Y somehow.
Yeah. It's like Myrie.
Yeah. Oh, let's go to Baby Center and see the meaning and the origin of the name Jessifer. What does Jessifer mean? If you have information about the game, share it in the comments below.
What does Jessifer mean?
And no one has entered that information.
Weird.
In 2011, it was the 15,538th most popular baby name. Maybe more alarming is that in 1995, it was 2,321.
Folks, what are y'all doing? I forget who I was having this exchange with at some point. A discussion was had about the absurdity of naming your child something like Bob or Gary when you have a baby. Like, here's Gary the fucking baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry.
Yeah. I think there's just, like, there's a class of old names
that just seem absurd on a child.
But that stuff kind of cycles in and out. Like, do you think it's absurd on a child because it sounds like a full-grown adult's name? The same way naming a dog Gary sounds insane?
Kind of, yeah. It's like anything that I would associate with, like, a weird disgruntled insurance salesman is not something that I associate with a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I know that disgruntled insurance salesman at some point was a baby.
Sure. Those babies have to come from somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I go back and forth on a lot
Our
of this
precious
stuff.
Little Gary.
There's nothing inherently wrong with the name Gary. I think Gary Whitta is a perfectly fine Gary.
Yes, but I'm saying is that Gary Whitta is a baby. A little baby, and just calling him Gary.
Yeah, little baby Gary.
Yeah.
Hey, little baby Gary. Yeah. think a lot of those probably happen because they're family names at this point, right?
Sure.
I don't know if there are people out there choosing just out of nowhere going, kid just looks like a Gary. I don't know, maybe. What about Garrison?
I mean, I guess that's maybe slightly less.
Garrison, the baby. Chatterbox guy.
It's like in Ghostbusters 2 when Dana named her baby Oscar. Oscar on a baby sounds weird. As an adult, I get it. It's just that some names feel more associated with adulthood and some just feel more childish to me.
Well, you know, you gotta have a name for the future. You know, you gotta assume the kids will eventually grow up and become an adult.
I don't know, these days.
You gotta fake it till you make it on these names.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, names should be a temporary construct, and
that's how we all start going by our hacker handles.
Exactly, totally. I think at some point the constructs by which we live in terms of like these first name, last name, middle name thing is just fucking stupid.
Yep.
And the whole thing should be just upended.
Band names.
Yes, also band names. I want a number that identifies me, and then my name is just fluid. So on some level, I think the idea that, like, one name should be socially acceptable and another one isn't...
Right.
...is... fucking stupid.
Like,
at some point, it's like, who are you to judge me? What the fuck, I'm naming my kid. Fuck. Unless I'm naming it something that is clearly named after some fucking popular movie series.
Right.
In a way that is kind of sad and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like the kids that are, you know, probably like 10 years old or something now, or whatever, that are named Anakin. Like, no, fuck off. Like your parents, just take them out back.
Yep.
But, like, I should be able to name my kid Truck. Just name him, like, a football player nickname if I wanted to. Yo, Tank. Yo, Tank!
And you are. You are allowed to.
Yeah. No, there's nothing stopping me.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be said for, like, weird spellings of names, too. I don't have a problem with it. Why not?
Some bother me more than others, and I'm not saying that bother is reasonable. It's especially when you just take an existing name and you just purposely misspell it.
You want a unique spin on a classic. They're remixing that name. Puff Daddy invented that name because he invented the remix.
Well, guess what? Generation Remix can suck my ass. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Person says, I think Celsius would be a dope-ass name. I think that actually would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Celsius Williams. Call me Cell.
No, I like it. I actually like it. I wouldn't do it, but I approve of it and I support it.
Yeah, Miles Kilo. That's another acceptable name that came up here in the chat.
All one word. That's just the first name.
Yes, Miles Kilo. Two words, but that's his first name.
Yep.
Or hers.
Yeah. I think that's a unisex kind of name.
Yeah, what about nouns as names? I think that depends on the noun. The example here is, my cousin Friendship married a girl named Joy, and they had Hope. Those particular nouns in that particular order, I fucking hate.
Yeah, that feels like you're doing a, we had jobs and we had hope bit there. I don't know.
Yeah. Name a girl Fahrenheit and then call her Farrah for short?
Sure. Or Farron.
Sure, yeah. I like that. Like words that abbreviate to common sounding names that are not actually common names.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a cool idea.
I will say by and large, most of my friends have had kids and have named them, I think, well. Like, Rich's kid, Calvin. I think Calvin Gallup is a really good name. I like Vinny's kids, Max and Roxy.
Yeah.
Those are good names. Max and Roxy sound like they're going to form a crime-fighting team at some point.
They're names that go well together. I think if you're going to have more than one kid, the way a set of children roll off the tongue is probably kind of important.
A certain symmetry is important. I don't think you necessarily have to go with the whole alliterative, we named all our kids S names, or, they're all variations on the same name, which I have definitely seen people do.
Yeah. Yeah, how about Meta World Peace?
What about it?
I don't know. Or just lean into brands and just be like, this is Sears AMPM Gerstmann.
Sponsorship, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I could turn this back on and we could find some more brands.
Yeah. Legal Seafoods Navarro.
Yeah, perfect.
No.
Oh, well, okay. No.
All right.
The Hertz never lost.
Has spoken
on that one, so...
Frequency vibrations, yes, yes.
Yeah. Something. Fuck it, I'm gonna name my kid Bone Zone and no last name. Sure.
I think you may be carving out a path for that child that you might not like.
Who knows what the term Bone Zone will mean 20 years from now? Who knows what it means today?
What do any words mean?
Exactly. English is a living language. Soon we'll just name children by whatever IPv6 address is assigned to them at birth.
Right.
Yes, John 117. That's a terrific name. I wonder if you can put numbers in someone. I wonder what the actual, like, legal restrictions are for names. Like, what you can get away with without, like, having to go explain it to a judge or something.
Right. Like, you could probably do a spelled out number.
Oh, sure, sure.
But actual numbers, I don't know.
Like, could you name a kid 37?
Right.
Without spelling it out. Just number 3, number 7.
Right.
Gaspar says, it's against the law in New Jersey to choose a numeral, such as 50, or a symbol like the at symbol, or something with a curse word in it, but there's no law against naming a newborn Adolf Hitler, as Heath and Deborah Campbell of Holland Township did 3 years ago.
Well, I guess we know where they stand on things.
Now that's a secret Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that secret if it's known.
I guess that's not really a secret.
Yeah, I mean, if his name is just Adolf Hitler, I guess.
Like, oh.
That's in fact a fairly obvious Hitler.
Like, are they trying to take it back? Like, I'd like to know their motivation. Are they just like, no, We think he's great. What a guy. We dress him up like him as a little baby looking like old Adolf Hitler. Isn't that nuts? But if it's just like a misguided, like, no, we need to steal the power from that name, that's... their children should be taken away from them either way.
Yeah, I would also just say you have not succeeded.
That's a dark path. Register a Twitter account for your child before they are born. Include the @ sign in their name and then bequeath it to them.
It's not a gift, that's a curse.
Yeah. Here you go. We've attached your name to this social networking service that, by all accounts, will hopefully not be around by the time you're of age. Yes, baby's first hashtag. God.
End this world. End it now. All of it. Bathe us in cleansing fire.
First ad blocker.
Baby's first LinkedIn connection.
That's the name I'm going to choose. Baby's first LinkedIn connection. First.
Baby's first abandoned Elo account.
I still have the Elo app installed.
Really?
Yeah. They updated all the time. They gave up on a lot of their terminology and just went with, like, all right, yeah, followers. There you go. Here's people you're following. We get it. Before it was like, noise and signal. You know, it was just like, all right.
We are trying to differentiate, but in the most, like, facile way as possible.
That's right. Three Blazes. Sue is where the party is at now. I don't have a... I don't have an account on Sue.
What is Sue?
It's some fucking social network that is invite-only, and their whole thing is like, you own your content. We distribute most of the money we make back to our users. We believe you own your stuff, and you can make money on it.
How's that work?
Probably, like, not well at all for most people. I don't know. Like, how is any social network that no one is using going to work? Like, poorly.
Yeah. It's...
If their whole offer is Twitter, but if you get enough followers, maybe you'll make some money, like, they're never going to get enough users in their network to make that business work in a huge way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would sign up for an account on that if someone sent me an invite. Because I sign up for everything out of a morbid curiosity about how the fucking... twisted, evil social networking snake is swallowing us whole.
Yep. I say this as probably the guy who uses Twitter most of anyone on the staff. It's a dark future we're headed toward.
I think that they're... Yes, there's a potential for that, but I also think that, like, people are starting to figure out that Twitter is not... Twitter does not matter.
Well, it does and it doesn't. Like, what I would say is that Twitter as a company and Twitter as a specific service probably does not matter.
Right. Something will come...
The idea of what Twitter does and the way that that information is presented and distributed, I think that's something that's going to have a hard time going away. I'm just not convinced that that will be the app that will be forever used.
Sure. But I also think, like, at this point, like, Twitter has been around long enough to see that, like, its character limit is now starting to do way more harm than good.
Right.
It's not to say it should be a blogging service, but it's, like, the amount of fucking half-cocked bullshit that comes out wrong because someone had to fit it into 140 characters just makes everyone always sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
So it's just like this negative fucking cesspool of people fucking snapping back and forth at each other because you don't have enough characters for any nuance at all. And that shit is fucked.
Yeah, I agree. It's part of why I often look to Twitter more for things like jokes.
Yeah, it's definitely jokes. Like, you know, there was a time when I like looked at Twitter and was like, this actually seems like it could be important and actually like is a good way for, like, you know, as someone who, you know, is trying to get the word out about stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is a viable platform. And then now it's like across the business, across the internet, it seems like the general reaction is like, actually Twitter is dead when it comes to, like, that type of business, and Facebook is where the real money is at. Snapchat is where the real money is at. And so Twitter is just like, and maybe that'll be good for it overall, is it will eventually just die back down into, like, fun time zone. And that's pretty much all I'm using it for at this point now. It's just like, let's have some goof-em-ups. Let's have some fun with my idiot friends that I don't get to see in person often enough.
Yeah.
And if other people want to watch, they can. But I don't know. At some point, like, that stuff just feels like it's a whack-a-mole thing of, like, you know, for a little while there, people go like, oh, Facebook is where business is happening. Like, there's money to be made on Facebook if you're doing it right, from a business standpoint, and I bet that'll last for some chunk of time, and then someone will go like, oh, Facebook's dead again. No, everyone's going here for this, and this is the new thing. It's,
yeah. I guess for me, I look at it less from a monetization standpoint, which I realize is important because that's how you keep those fucking things afloat.
Right.
But, you know, Twitter for me, yes, the 140 character limit does a lot of damage in terms of, you know, removing nuance from conversations, but that thing has sort of just become like this weird thought board of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fascinating thing for me about that, is the way that it has become not just a place to grow sort of like an audience, I guess, but just like as a place where you, as a sounding board for any thought that you just kind of want to put out there. And I think there's actually value in that, apart from, like I said, you know, the aforementioned nuance problems. Like, I still think there's incredible value in that, maybe just not monetarily.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Like, I think that thing has done more for actually connecting people than a lot of other social networks.
Yes, it's because so many social networks prior to Twitter were focused on this idea of you making connections with someone and opting into it.
Yes.
Whereas, like, the mentions and all this other stuff, like, suddenly you had all these people that were like, I talked to this famous person on Twitter. Hey, I had a question about a movie, and then the person who made the movie answered me.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was a level of access, like, that leveled a playing field for people in a way that was really awesome. And then it got too big. And now, once you are over a certain follower number, which I am not over that number, but, like, at some point, but there are times for me where it's like, oh, Twitter is completely unusable.
Right.
Because fucking, you know, some persona thing got announced, and now people are just like, hey, did you see this? Hey, did you see this? Hey, did you see this? Over and over again, which is like, it's nice. It's flattering in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, it's like, well, I can't actually use this right now because of this.
again, God help you if you say anything even remotely controversial, because, you know, something will happen where people catch wind of that and you will start getting fucking brigaded by bullshit.
Yeah, totally. And, like, people will have arguments about things I have done years ago and, like, get it in their head that, like, a good idea is to shove this dumb fucking conversation they're having my way.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like, you're just actively talking shit about? Like, what the fuck are you hoping to fucking gain?
I mean, they want to get it in front of you.
Yeah, and it's just like, and half the time I don't even see it because I don't look at my mentions that closely, but I look over there and just go like, oh, well, like, what? This is a review I wrote, like, 12 years ago. Like, you people are fucking lunatics.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, that stuff is all fucked in a variety of different ways. But it's also interesting to see the way that service has evolved so quickly over the years. Like, the way things are just shifting and morphing constantly. And, you know, like, it's like you said, now there's so many people, and, you know, especially if you have a high follower account, it can get real hard to discern anything.
Yeah.
Especially in your mentions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also feel like this is kind of stuff trying to kind of figure out how it's going to work over the long term. And right now it doesn't. And maybe there's a way that it does, but it just kind of hasn't been found yet.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, it's like there's always this line where it's like I hit with a social network where it gets to a point where it's no longer fun and I have to move to something else that's smaller because the interactions feel more real.
Yeah.
And it's why I signed up for Tumblr.
Sure.
Where it was just like, I need to start over with zero and like have something that is like less noisy.
Yeah, that's fair. I will say that through Twitter I've met a lot of people. You know, that's really what
yeah.
I call friends.
Right.
But, like, people that I talk to regularly that I enjoy conversing with.
Yeah, there's definitely some of that. But I'm also at a point now where I'm, like, I'm kind of done trying to have real conversations with,
yeah.
with like, people there. And it's more just, like, I will respond to some questions here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, mainly I'm just, like, here's a... I woke up and thought of this fucking half-written joke, and I'm not going to bother to finish it. So here it is.
Right. Yeah, and for me, a lot of those Twitter actions are just real goofy. You know, it's
yeah.
just a lot of jokes, a lot of firing gags back at each other. And that's fine. You know, like, that's fun for me.
Yeah, that is fun. But, I feel like I'm doing that less. And it's led to, like, I signed up for Tumblr because it was a way for people to ask questions in a more orderly fashion.
Yeah.
That were easier for more than just the person who asked it to see, because I get a lot of the same questions over and over again.
Yeah.
And so I signed up for that instead of something like Ask FM or whatever, because it just, it filled the question need while also, you know, letting me post a bunch of other dumb shit.
Well, it gives you a hub for it that is,
right.
Because I think Ask FM sucks.
It does, yeah.
I don't like
a lot
it,
of those,
I don't like the look of it, I don't like the vibe of it, any of it.
For the specific thing I needed it for, it actually fulfills that really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just have less of the burning desire to answer questions on a regular basis, and
yeah.
I'm not going to use it as a blogging site, certainly.
Right. Have you ever considered doing a Reddit Ask Me Anything? I answer questions on, like, every day
yeah.
on Reddit, on Tumblr, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, the Reddit AMA thing seems like a marketing thing of, like, I want to get in front of a bunch of people.
I mean, they do stuff that isn't just that, but, yeah, a lot of it is. It's
yeah.
people who have something they want to promote on some level.
And it's like, I'm not opposed to doing it, but it's one of those things where I don't know how to do it, and it's not something I'm, like, necessarily, like, in search of at a level that, like, feels necessary. Like, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, if they reached out and said, like, hey, do it, which I don't know if that's how it works, or I don't know how it works at all.
Well, so especially since they got rid of the one woman I know who was in charge of a lot of that stuff, I actually have no idea how that stuff works now.
Like, I did an interview with Reddit. Like, Reddit interviewed me at PAX one year, and I don't know if it ever went anywhere.
But you, was it someone that was just on Reddit?
Or so it was someone who worked for Reddit that was then like, hey, we came to PAX, and we brought someone who is a Reddit user, and she is going around interviewing people, and it's like, you know, it was like, I don't know, it was like some kind of content experiment or something that they were doing. But it was like the very first PAX East is where I did it, I think. So it's years and years ago. I just have no idea.
And Reddit was in a very different place back
then. Totally, I kind of wonder if that thing ever made it anywhere. I don't know. Every time I look at Reddit, I don't actually find value in the things that get posted. Like, I try to look at some subreddits here and there and try to make sense of, like, well, how would I use this? And it never fits into anything with how I use the internet or any, like, I don't need a feed of, like, here's some shit I saw. Like, Twitter does that pretty well.
Or, yeah, you know, I think, like, most of the stuff I would want to see on Reddit eventually floats its way that way. Sam uses Reddit a decent amount, not as much as she used to. And she has, like, you know, a small number of subreddits that she frequents, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like a lot of the subreddits that I wish were good are, like, very far from it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a lack of good new sites that provide news about emulation. Mm-hmm. Like, there used to be a whole, just a ton of different sites that were focusing on, like, hey, this emulator got updated, here's what's new. And now there are sites out there that are just, like, compiling nightlies and stuff like that. They're like, here's the change list. But that sucks. You know, there's no, like... And there's, like, a subreddit for emulation, but it's full of people just going, like, I'm setting up a MAME cabinet. And it's like, that's the least interesting topic in any of that stuff, you know? So
and it also doesn't really help you in any meaningful way.
Right.
Yeah, I think Reddit is an absolutely fascinating platform that is somewhat hindered by both its size and certain aspects of its community.
Sure.
Which you can say about just about any social network.
Size ruins community.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to have a gigantic thing and then still maintain it as if it were smaller.
Yeah.
You know, like, you definitely hit growing pains as you start, you know, as you start to reach certain sizes, you know.
And I think the reason I don't use Reddit is the same reason I don't post on forums anymore. Like, Reddit is not that far flung from a forum format. And
I'm never going to be willing to devote, like, the time to Reddit to, like, engage in a conversation there.
Yeah.
The same way, like, yeah, like, I'm, you know, like, we host message boards and I try to read them whenever I can, and I'll occasionally jump in there and post something, but I'm just not a forum guy.
Yeah, me either.
And I kind of never was. So it's just like, it's just not how I use the internet.
Yeah, there was a time for me, but it was very much like before the advent of social media. You
sure.
know, it
yeah,
was like,
yeah.
that was how you communicated with people, because there weren't comment sections, there weren't, you know, it wasn't Twitter, it wasn't really Facebook. So like me on like the GameSpot forums, and you know, occasionally like a couple of like my dorkier hobby forums that I was on when I was younger, like that stuff was useful then, but that was also kind of the only way to do that stuff if you weren't on like Usenet.
Right. Yes, I posted in Usenet for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but that was also never.
In specific too, like right, like you weren't posting on like a lot of news groups.
Definitely not. Definitely not. It was just like, okay, one of my idiot friends said, here's something you should read and get way into, and then I did for a while.
That guy an idiot.
And then Usenet got destroyed.
Yeah.
By AOL, and then it was done, you know?
Yep. The thing I always forget about Reddit is that it's owned by Condé Nast.
Like, they spun it out, but then brought it back in, and they're trying to, I think they're trying to spin it out again or something?
I don't know if they're trying to spin it out, but it, from an ownership standpoint, I believe Condé Nast is still the parent company.
Yeah.
I always just found that really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I like our message boards, like generally speaking, I think that that's a fine place to go, and I like reading that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think there are good conversations to be had. And then there are, like, you know, comment threads that you just read and just go like, all right, this is this is not a particularly great conversation. I think you can say that about everything, anywhere.
Sure. No, I like our forums because I think they're, you know, size considerations. Like, there is a sense of community there.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when stuff... Did I just not see that
guy?
Okay.
That was a car.
Yeah, it was. I just didn't see it.
Man. Hyundai blind spots.
Yeah.
Serious business.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels manageable.
Yeah. But yeah, like when most times when it comes to like message boards or something like that, like I'm not an active participant. Like I keep tabs on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I go read things, go like, oh, what's this conversation that's going on here? But I rarely feel the need to, like, contribute to it. It's more like, hey, you guys are having this conversation. The last thing you need is, like, me jumping in and fucking being an idiot.
I am the definition of a lurker and generally have been most of the time.
To post, just post. I love to post. I think that's a fine approach. Also,
love
just saying fuck it, just keep posting.
Yeah.
Don't read anything ever. Just keep posting. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it's like I like manageable kind of small groups of people, and
yeah,
where you can have kind of coherent conversations, and stuff just gets too big, and it's hard to. It's hard to feel as attached to it, to some stuff. Like, once it gets over a certain size. That's just kind of how I feel about Reddit. It's just like, it's too big. Yep. I can't.
Unwieldy.
Yeah. All right.
Got some help turning stuff in?
Actually, I'll just pull it and set it out here, and then I'll open the garage and yank it in myself. It's fine. This stuff. All right, shutting this off. You guys have a good night. See you in the morning.